Welcome to Net Support Radio. What are you waiting for? Join the discussion.
So I'm really pleased now to introduce our next guest, David Davis, who is the Senior IT Service Continuity and BCM Consultant at Daisy Corporate Services. I'm looking through David's bio, all sorts of bits I'm going to ask him in a second, but I note that David was named the Continuity and Resilience Consultant of the Year at the BCI's European Awards. So certainly a gentleman that's got some experience and points that will be really, really relevant to today's conversation. David, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
And yeah, really good to have you on board. Quite a lengthy bio, all sorts of experience. I wonder for our listeners if you could just share some highlights on your journey to your current role.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I've worked in IT resilience and recovery for over 20 years. So started in a technical role at IBM, looking after data backups and testing disaster recovery in very large enterprise systems. And then moved more into the management of testing and business continuity over time. So that's given me a bit of a broad background, really, in terms of actually working on the technology, as well as looking into the recovery of technology and how it's done at a strategic level. So I've been a consultant for 14 years, worked in over 150 organizations as a resilience consultant, many of them being enterprise-sized and with different sizes of projects and programs.
So you've got a reasonable bit of experience. You've obviously been to a couple of places there, 150 different organizations. I'm sure you've seen all sorts of different challenges that people are looking to mitigate against and adapt to.
Yes, you're right. From places really needing to change their ways of working very quickly, all the way through to organizations that are really paying a lot of attention and a lot of investment into it. Yeah,
and I'm sure there's probably a few more that, based on current challenges for organisations with dispersed workforce and customers, are probably having to rapidly upskill and revisit some of those conversations now as well.
Yes, you're right. I think a lot of organisations that have a lot of desk-based workers have had to discover pretty quickly if they can move teams and entire departments into a mobile workforce working from home with laptops.
Absolutely. So today we're going to talk about, I suppose, the one key word that resonates through the topic really is resilience. And I think for the benefit of listeners, could you give us a brief overview of what you mean by IT resilience?
Yeah, so if you think of an organization's IT system, such as email, database and website, IT resilience is all about keeping those systems up and running, ideally without failure or interruptions. So that ideal, never failing. And also if you do ever fail, because things can happen, you should also have the tried and tested technology in place to recover from that failure if it happens. So you've got your plan B. So you might have, for example, two data centers mirrored with each other, constantly replicating so that if one fails partially or fully, the second data carries on the load, hopefully with no loss of service. But then if both of them fail, you've got your third data center where systems can be recovered from backups. So perhaps a more traditional IT disaster recovery, which has been a term been around for a lot longer than IT resilience itself.
Mm. And thinking on that context, obviously, I think the thing that most of us are interested in is your experience on really what those key challenges in IT resilience are, and probably just as importantly, I mean, how do businesses go about addressing them?
Yeah, so I think in terms of key challenges, IT resilience has massively improved the capability for it. The enabling technology has improved over the last 20 years or so, with things like disk storage and networking being so much cheaper, which allows you to move and store data, large amounts of data, makes it more affordable to design duplication of components. You've got virtualization technology, which means that IT systems are actually moving fluidly across the hardware rather than just being stuck on single servers, which if they then fail, the service fails. So there's all that resilience there, but that's great news. But at the same time, there's an element now that IT departments can trust the technology to such an extent that they stop planning for failure. So they might stop thinking about the arrangements, about the plan B, and about the recovery if they needed to do it. They might stop the discipline and the practice of practicing recovery to prove that it works and that they know what to do and that applications teams and business users know what to do to prove that systems are back up and running. I've certainly seen IT departments getting overly focused on the threat of physical failure as well. So fixing with duplication and redundancy and resilience, of fixing the fear of kit failure and data center failure. But then, of course, you can still have a cyber attack, which presents a different kind of threat. And going back to that earlier example of mirrored data centers, if you've got two data centers mirroring data, updating one to the other, then, of course, you're then going to mirror and replicate a virus or data corruption as well. So you still need to be able to go back to recovery if you have to. And you need to take enough backups to go back far enough in time to be able to recover from the point in time before the virus happened or before the corruption happened. And I think that's a little bit of a possibly a current issue as well, is that maybe IT departments aren't taking backups as far back as they were previously.
Do you think as part of that, you obviously talked about that traditional focus on kit failure and IT. Do you think organisations that now adopt cloud-based storage and data, there's an element of complacency is a bit harsh, but an assumption that if they're relying on that, it'll be fine?
You're right. The cloud's a fantastic thing, certainly, and it's really helped helped a lot of organisations improve their reliability and their delivery of IT systems and bring costs down. But ultimately, cloud's not a standard. It's not an international standard as such. It's not a rubber stamp saying, you know, things are going to get better. It's a marketing term for remote data centers, basically. So ultimately, you still need to investigate as a business, what have you just bought or what are you about to buy if you're looking into cloud. And that's certainly, as you say, the element of possible complacency. That's something that I see, and it's always something to guard against, really, because I'll see organizations that have bought cloud, and then I ask them if we can go through the contract, and they don't know where the contract is and can't remember what's in it, because it's kind of just, well, it's cloud, it'll work. And that's a thing to guard against, really. It must be a case of making sure you understand what's in the contract, what they would do in terms of recovery, what's their resilience in place. How would they back it up and recover it? And have they tested it themselves? And do they prove that to you? Can they prove it to you by letting you observe tests or see the reports of tests? So it can be a little bit behind closed doors when it gets to managed service and cloud, where providers will say, we are doing this and we can't share things with you because it's multiple customers across the platform. But you can always say, well, just send me the sanity to see the process of what they would do. Without needing to see the detail that they're doing. So just to make sure that it's not all happening behind closed doors and that they're telling you that everything's okay, but there's no detail in the contract and no clear SLAs on what they're providing. So it's important to observe the tests if you can. When they take tests, look at test reports, ask them if they've got a policy, ask them if they've got an incident management plan or what would they do. Because cloud providers are often very technology-focused types of organizations. So they might be thinking really clearly about IT problems, but they might not have thought that much about taking a step back and serious kit failure, site failure, what they would do then and how they'd manage that as a business.
I mean, that whole concept really ties into that idea about, you know, asking this nice sort of segue into how businesses better understand their IT environment, because as you've highlighted, there's constant changes in the sector, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a bit like when you see a movie and perhaps a horror movie, when someone's in a house where the doors and the hallways and the rooms keep changing, so it's never the same. So to me, that's every IT environment's very similar to that, because you never get the constant and steady environment, and the market around you is changing all the time. So you see organizations that kind of buy and then implement what was kind of the ideal IT environment and network, but it's out of date. Even by the time they've implemented it, there's better things out there and there's other alternatives. So it's a bit of a bewildering environment out there for IT management teams. And also the pace of change can be very fast in their own organization. So it's really, really key that they take the time to just to map out what the IT systems are, what the interdependencies are, and what's involved to get them up and running again if they're knocked out of action. And that's certainly not a given that organizations do that. I think it's extra work and it's hard to maintain, but it's certainly a really important discipline, because if you do have a serious IT failure, the last thing you want to do is to be starting with a whiteboard and sticky notes. to try and work out how it all fits together.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, wrapping those things together, are you able to share a bit of an overview on that sort of shifting culture of IT usage and how it applies to a business's own expectations of IT resilience?
Well, I think it's just really important to take a step back as an organisation and to allow business continuity and IT continuity and the people responsible for that a place at the table in strategic decision making in terms of the business and IT strategy. Because when that doesn't happen, it's always done kind of as an afterthought and tagged on. And I've seen IT recovery solutions not work properly, really, for the sake of have not been thought through from the start. So I certainly board approval and sponsorship's important in that sense.
And if you could ask people or give people one takeaway from today, the first thing they need to, as their priority, think about, what would it be?
I think the first and last thing I'd always try and say to people is think about what if it really happened right now, and are we ready? And if we're not, then what do we need to do, and who do we need to make aware in the organisation, in full disclosure, full honesty, where we are? I think there's a second danger with cloud that I didn't mention earlier, that there's often so much investment put into it and to IT systems in general these days that IT departments can feel that they have to hide problems and maybe just sing the praises of it. Mm. To be as clear and open as possible.
Absolutely. I can say it is difficult if you've been the flag bearer for new technology to also be the one to highlight its deficiencies when you start to encounter challenges, isn't it?
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Listen, it's been lovely talking to you. Thank you for giving your time this morning to talk about IT resilience and share a few pointers for us all. If anybody wants to find out more about the services that you and your team offer, where would you direct them to?
Well, my address is david.davies@dcs.tech, and of course the Daisy's own dcs.tech website, which will lead you into Daisy's own services, and including business continuity, which is the area that I work in.
Fantastic. Thank you again for your time today, David. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Al.
Net Support Radio. Nothing else comes close.